powered by WeatherOlogy.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 22 degrees.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. An Associated Press analysis showing that earthquakes in Oklahoma have been cut in about half since the new regulations were put into place. Those regulations to limit wastewater injections into energy wells. Before the May restrictions, Oklahoma averaged 2.3 earthquakes per day this year, and now it's down to 1.3 a day and dropping. The study out of Stanford says Oklahoma is on its way back toward the way it was before it got a bad case of the shakes. A trial date for this spring has been set for three Kansas men accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex in Garden City where Somali immigrants live. U.S. Judge Eric Melgren scheduled the jury trial for the 25th of April at the federal courthouse in Wichita. The trial had been set to start in December, but attorneys want more time for preparation. Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Officials saying that close to 2 million gallons of raw sewage overflowed from a manhole in South Lawrence, prompting a health and stream advisory. Lawrence Journal-World reports the overflow happened after a bypass pump failed Monday evening. Officials say sewage overflowed the manhole for about 12 hours and went into the nearby Naismith Creek. Residents have been advised not to enter the creek. The flow was stopped about an hour after it was reported on Tuesday morning. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach supporting President-elect Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claim that he would have won the popular vote if millions of people hadn't voted illegally. Kobach cited a large-scale study of the 2008 election to suggest several million non-citizens living in the U.S. could have voted illegally. The study Kobach cited surveyed nearly 33,000 people, including a small number of non-citizens after the 2008 election, who said they voted. Kobach, a potential Trump nominee for U.S. Homeland Security Secretary. Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. Police say a 45-year-old Lincoln man has died after falling from a ladder while working in his yard. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 45-year-old Patrick Aiden was on a ladder working on a tree in his yard Monday when he fell. Lincoln Police Officer Katie Flood says the man was taken to the hospital but later died. Omaha health officials have confirmed that a Benson High School student has tuberculosis, exposing nearly 200 students and a dozen school staff staff members to the contagious lung disease. Douglas County officials said yesterday that 193 students and 12 staffers were exposed. Many will have to be tested. And a Nebraska state senator who was defeated in the May primary election returning to the Capitol as a lobbyist, Senator Nicole Fox of Omaha, has taken a job with the Platt Institute for Economic Research. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report and what your bank can alert you to? Identity thieves can open new accounts, rent or buy properties, drain your 401k, and even file fake tax returns, all in your name. And because identity theft goes beyond what you'd expect, LifeLock does more than credit monitoring to help protect your identity. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing someone is looking out for you. Join now and get 60 days risk-free plus 15% off when you use promo code SALE15 at LifeLock.com. That's 15% off just for using promo code SALE15. Offer ends December 31st. LifeLock.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative will bring the all-male a cappella group Impact to the area November 30th and December 1st. While here, the group will work with students from various schools as well as perform a Christmas concert Thursday, December 1st. The concert, White Christmas, is open to the public and begins at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets are $10 and available in advance at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce office. Remaining tickets will be available at the door Thursday evening. Several occupants riding in a pickup truck that rolled several times in Beatrice Friday evening were taken to the Beatrice Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. 17-year-old Jaden McKeever of Beatrice lost control on East Dorsey Road, west of South 17th, at around 8:30 p.m. The vehicle landed upside down. On November 26th, an officer from Washington County was dispatched to Dollar General in Washington for report of a theft. As a result, Angela Johnson of Washington was arrested on pending charges of theft under $1,000 from three businesses in 72 hours. Johnson is currently being held at the Washington County Jail. Joseph Kramer, age 18, of Humboldt, Nebraska, was booked into the Nebelhaw County Jail November 23rd after being arrested in Nebraska and waiving extradition. On August 10th, Sheriff's Office received a report to an incident in which the victim reports being struck in the head with a baseball bat and having items in his possession taken. That occurred near 208th and F Road in Nemaha County. The investigation into the incident led to search warrants and produced evidence implicating Joseph Kramer, resulting in his arrest warrant. Charges for aggravated battery, aggravated robbery, conspiracy to commit aggravated battery, and conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery are filed. Kramer remains in custody with bond set at $150,000. Bond set at $75,000 for a Kansas City man, Joseph Cisneros, age 41, who was booked into the Nemaha County Jail after being arrested in Kansas City on a Nemaha County warrant for failure to appear.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, salmon, macaroni and cheese, wheat bread, green beans, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, chicken casserole, a muffin, peas and carrots, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin dessert. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Wrestling, Double Duel Abilene, Junior High Girls Basketball at Clay Center. Marysville High Basketball teams open the season hosting Axtell this evening. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Quiet day underway across most of our region after a busy start to the week. Boy, that winter storm that was bearing down on the upper Midwest and the Rockies and sections of the Black Hills this past Monday, Tuesday was quite memorable, with a foot and a half of snow in some parts of South Dakota, 50-mile-per-hour winds. I was driving in that proximity early this week and attest to how miserable driving conditions were. Now, the remnants of that storm still hanging on across the northeastern section of the United States, with winter storm warnings in extreme northern parts of Maine. Otherwise, very quiet across the eastern half of the country. Western half of the country, relatively quiet too. It will be windy in the southwestern United States, with snow in the northern Rockies today. Sunshine returns. Highs push back into the 40s today, mid to upper 20s tonight, well into the 40s with bright sun tomorrow. 40s return, patchy light rain Saturday, then plenty of sun, topping 50 on Sunday. Warm start to the week, but turning chillier toward the middle of next week. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherEyeLogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse.
Average high temperature late November 47, record high on this date 76 in 1933. The average low 27, the record low is 2 degrees in 1976. Sunset this evening 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:21. Clear skies, it's 25 degrees, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday. It's the first day in December 2017. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Surround yourself with festive beauty from Owens Originals in Washington. Come to the open house on December 3rd to see the season's best adornments and gifts, enjoy refreshments, and register to win door prizes. Owens Originals will certainly make dark winter days merry and bright. You won't want to miss this exclusive occasion on Saturday, December 3rd. Don't forget to ask about the new photo booth for your event.
Spurs are okay on the road. Westbrook hits for a triple again and smooth sailing for Major League Baseball. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. We'll call the Spurs Road Warriors.
Mills out front at the jump circle against Gibson. Gets the screen from Aldridge. Right wing three behind that screen. Good day, mate. Patty Mills with another three-pointer.
On WOAI, San Antonio wins in Dallas 94-87 and remain undefeated on the road. Big night for Russell Westbrook again.
Westbrook on the dribble. Slicing left, pulls up, fires angle left, 20-foot jumper. Money. Russell Westbrook buries another. He's got 29 points.
On WWLS, Westbrook's fourth straight game with a triple-double. The Thunder defeat the Wizards 126-115. And in college hoops, the Hoosiers pick off the Tar Heels.
Gives to Blackman. James, top of the key, drives it right, pulls up, gives to OG, three-pointer. Good!
The call on Learfield, 13th-ranked Indiana, tops number 3 North Carolina, 76-67, but the ACC beat the Big Ten 9-5 in the challenge. With Major League Baseball enjoying very healthy revenue, there was no reason for a work stoppage. So owners and the players' union agreed on a new labor contract. ESPN's Tim Kirkjian on what this means for baseball.
5 more years of labor peace. That'll be 26 straight years now of labor peace in baseball.
According to the Associated Press, new clauses include that the All-Star Game will no longer determine home field advantage in the World Series, and a ban on smokeless tobacco for all new players. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes and GM Sandy Alderson met with reporters after Cespedes inked a new deal Wednesday. Here's Alderson.
It has been clear that when Yoenis Cespedes plays for the Mets, the Mets win.
Cespedes gets a full no-trade clause as part of his new 4-year, $110 million contract. Back to the NBA, Knicks' Carmelo Anthony with the magic touch. The Knicks win in Minnesota 106-104. The Kings 76ers game postponed because of condensation on the court at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. NFL Minnesota Vikings coach Mike Zimmer had emergency eye surgery Wednesday. It's not known if he'll coach tonight. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
We tip off high school basketball season. Marysville entertains Axtell Thursday. live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1, and online.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President-elect Donald Trump could soon pick his choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Politico is reporting the shortlist includes Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt and Kathleen Hartnett White, director of the Armstrong Center for Energy and the Environment at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Now, both candidates oppose the Waters of the U.S. rule, also opposed by most ag groups. Pruitt was one of the first state attorneys general to file suit against EPA over WOTUS, and he opposes other agency regulations that he says amount to regulatory overreach. Hartnett White called WOTUS a power grab, and she previously headed the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. She's also a member of the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association. There also are a few other names on that short list as well. An ambassador to Mexico says the nation is prepared to modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement and seeks to restart a guest worker system. Mexico says restarting the guest worker system could address concerns about illegal immigration. Mexico's ambassador to the U.S., Carlos Sanda, said there's no need to fight each other, as according to the Arizona Daily newspaper, his comments came in response to President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to renegotiate NAFTA. Those efforts, according to Mexico, could include renaming NAFTA and educating citizens of both countries of the benefits of the agreement. Sada also said the movement of workers across the border must be reinstated. He said many of the workers that leave have crossed the border and expressed a desire to return to Mexico and maintain their homes and families there. He said the circular migration of the past was broken, and that's when the problems began. He said we need to reestablish that movement. Join us on social media by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. As we all know, the farm economy in 2016 has not been the best we've ever seen it. We keep hearing that things are tough, man. We keep seeing, unfortunately, the proof of that. Rob Johansson, USDA chief economist, says that 2016 livestock and animal product receipts are expected to drop by $23.4 billion, or about 12.3%.
All the sectors are down significantly. Cattle and calves, dairy, broilers, chicken and eggs, and hogs are all down in 2016 relative to 2015. Overall, animal product cash receipts are expected down by 12.3% in 2016. That's led by cattle and calves down by 15% and dairy down by 3.6%.
So it may come as no surprise that the USDA's Economic Research Service report shows that final income for 2016 is expected to decline after dropping in 2015, following record highs between 2012 and 2014. Net cash farm income is forecast at $90.1 billion and net farm income at $66.9 billion for 2016. Net cash farm income is expected to fall by 14.6% in 2016, while net farm income is forecast to decline 17.2%. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack noted that debt-to-equity ratios, two key indicators of the farm economy's health, continue to be near all-time lows. Vilsack also says that higher off-farm earnings are expected to help stabilize losses due to low commodity prices. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now is the time to reserve your space for the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. The Garden City Farm and Ranch Show provides a venue of a one-on-one buyer's atmosphere. Enjoy free lunch daily, our prize giveaways, free admission, and free parking, along with the indoor comfort of the Finney County Expo Building. New this year, the first ever Garden City Gun and Knife Show as well, along with the Hunter Safety Course conducted by the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Department. Join us Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th. It's the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. Go to GardenCityFarmShow.com or call 316-721-8484.
Cheers!
How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list. And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate is agriculture. The dollar, the stronger dollar, has played havoc with the commodity markets, including grain markets. How long will that last? An expert's opinion after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
After the election of Donald Trump, the dollar hit highs that we have not seen in decades. And that has played havoc with the commodity markets, including the grain markets. Joe Camp is from AgriVisor. How long will this continue, Joe?
Well, we're seeing an index, a spot dollar index, that's back above 100, a level that's not seen since 2003. There is a ways to go before we hit all-time highs, though. So we could continue to see strength as long as we see weakness in the emerging market economies and as long as we see some concern about the economies in Europe in particular. We'll continue to see some money flow into the U.S. Chasing some of these, optimistic economy storylines. We could continue to see that rise again because we haven't seen all-time highs. But in 13 years, this is saying something for our commodity space. It says a lot about how we've pursued monetary policy over the past decade and a half. And it says a lot, or it will say a lot, about where our markets are going to travel going forward.
And for Farming America, that makes it harder for us to compete against other countries on the export market.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly that. A stronger dollar makes our goods that we're shipping out less attractive to world buyers because they're more expensive. And if the dollar rises, of course, you're seeing currency pairings on the other side fall. And a lot of those currencies that are falling are in the hands of our major export competitors, say those in South America.
Just wondering about Mexico, which is a huge market for corn, but their corn buying has dropped off because the peso has been devalued so much. Where else would they go for corn? Or are we still the big game in town?
Generally speaking, we are the biggest game in town, and we should continue to see Mexico be a good buyer of U.S. corn. They have been the top buyer of U.S. corn over the past couple of seasons, surpassing what is sometimes the top spot for Japan. But we will watch that peso, because if it drops any further, they will have to look to their neighbors in the south to source some grain because of the impediments that the currency terms have. Which right now are leaning negative for the Mexicans wanting to buy our corn.
That's Joe Camp of AgriVisor. You can find him at agrivisor.com. Back after this.
The Farmers Cooperative is excited to be a part of this year's Nebraska Power Farming Show at the Lancaster Event Center, December 6th through the 8th. Stop by the Farmers Cooperative booth number 101 to see their full line of products and services. Visit with their representatives about energy, lubricants, feed, agronomy, grain, and tires. See how the Farmers Cooperative team can make your operation more profitable.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
As always, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 11 to 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 20 Angus first calf heifers, month-old calves, 20 mixed steers and heifers, 350 to 6, 26 black steers and heifers weighing in at 4 to 6, 12 white-faced, black and white-faced steers and heifers, 450 to 550, 19 Charlotte steers, 450 to 550, 77 black steers and heifers, 450 to 6, 100 weighing in at 450 to 7, 11 Charlotte cross steers and heifers, 5 to 6, a dozen black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, plus 25 weighing in at 5 to 750. 15 black and red baldy steers and heifers, 550 to 650. 76 black steers and heifers weigh 550 to 7. 20 black and red steers and heifers weighing in at 6 to 650. 25 black and red steers and heifers weighing in at 6 to 7. 9 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 8 weighing 8 to 9. 48 black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 7. 10 black steers 650 to 7. 17 black steers and heifers 650 to 750. 15 Charlotte cross steers and heifers 7 to 750. 20 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 20 red and black steers and heifers 7 to 850. 165 black steers and heifers 7 to 850. 40 black and Charlotte cross steers 750 to 775. 35 black steers and heifers weighing 750 to 850. 60 black steers, 850 to 875, and 60 mixed steers, 875 to 900 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY, 25 degrees, a chilly start to the day today, highs around 40 on tap.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now. Open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or at ImpulseArchery.com.
Mid-America Network Sports on this first day of December. Brown scored 18. Kansas State beats Green Bay 80-61. Barry Brown scored 18 points on 7 of 11 shooting. Xavier Sneed added 14. And Kansas State beat Green Bay 80-61 last night. Wesley Wundu had 11 points and 5 assists. Carly Irvin II scored 10 for Kansas State, who's 6-1. And Dean Wade added 8 points and 8 rebounds. Major League Baseball says negotiators for baseball players and owners have a verbal tentative agreement on a 5-year labor contract. The deal is subject to ratification by both sides. The deal extends the sport's labor peace to 26 years and was reached about 3.5 hours before the expiration of the current agreement.